We're talking with Norwalk Boys Senior State Cross Country Qualifiers.
Donovan Card Senior.
Jack Brown Senior.
Will Chase Senior.
Ben Hansen Senior.
And guys, this is going to be the fourth straight year you guys have qualified for the State Cross Country Meet in Fort Dodge. Just what does it mean to you guys to go back one final time?
It's definitely bittersweet. It's going to suck not going there again, but I mean, it's still going to be fun.
I think it's pretty fun to see our progression throughout the years, sticking with a lot of the same guys, so it'll be fun to run one last race with our senior core.
Yeah, we're really excited. It's a fun way to end our season and just end our time here at Norwalk High School. We're fortunate that we've had the season we've had. It's fun looking back, and we're excited to see what we can do.
Yeah, it's been fun running on such a competitive team, and I'm excited to finish off the season.
And you guys had four of the top nine runners at the state qualifier, seven in the top 25. The pack running has been a strength for you guys all season long. Just kind of talk about that mentality.
We've definitely practiced this for, I think, all four of our years. We've ran together pretty consistently. It definitely helps us running through, especially our 3, 4, and 5 running together, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think our pack running is definitely a strength. We're a pretty close team. We have a tight culture, so I think that plays into our pack running. We run every day together, and so it's comfortable to do it in meets, and it helps us a lot.
Yeah, I've mentioned before, pack running, it's our strength, and I think it's just really fun having guys next to you that you're training with every day. Yeah, and it makes racing easier. Hopefully we can tighten our pack even more as we go into the state meet and just use that to our advantage.
Yeah, a tight pack is always faster, it's always more fun, you know, hype up your boys while you're running.
Now you guys dropped 2 spots to number 4 in the final 4A rankings. You were 6th at the state meet last year. How motivated are y'all to get in that top 3 and get a trophy and get up on the podium?
We're definitely very motivated. I think we're going for number 1. We're going to flip that ranking on its head.
Yeah, we're pretty excited to go out there. Hopefully get a top 3 finish. We're excited for it.
Super motivated. That podium has been our goal the whole year, and we know we can be there. Those are some great teams up top, but we know we're right with them. We need to have our day, but we think we can do that.
I think we've pretty consistently ran very well and can pretty easily get on that podium.
What's it take to take down a team like Dowling?
We have to know our men. We have to know everyone on their team. We have to know our targets, and we just have to stick with them.
I think it takes an A race from all of us. We all have the fitness to run a good race, but they're a really tough team, as well as City High and Johnston and the teams behind us. So we acknowledge that and we respect those teams, but we think that with our guys and with an A race, we can do some pretty good things at state.
Yeah, we've got to have a top day. All the teams up there are great competitors, and everyone's gunning for that top spot at the state meet. So we got to go into it and attack the race like it's our last, because it is, and that's what we'll do.
Yeah, I agree with what Jack and Will said. It's all about just having your A race and doing everything you can to make sure you have it the days before.
And then guys, just one last question. Just talk about kind of your individual game plans on Saturday and you know, your goals for maybe where you might place individually.
I'm probably going to take it out a little bit quicker than I think I should. And then I'm just going to try to hang on where I fall is where I fall.
I think the individual goal for me is top 15, and hopefully we go out fast and stay fast. So that's the goal.
Yeah, I think going into the race, I just want to see myself kind of advance through the state competitors and just get closer with our top 2 guys on our team, Jack and Donovan, and just kind of see how I can hold and work to have the best start, middle, and finish of the race I've had all season.
Yeah, I just want to go out, see how it feels, and just push myself in the second mile, third mile, just go crazy.
All right, that's Norwalk Seniors Donovan Carr, Jack Brown, Will Chase, and Ben Hansen. Thanks and good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And we're talking with more Norwalk Boys State Cross Country qualifiers.
Noah Burrow, junior.
Tegan Kralik, freshman.
Tony Anania, sophomore.
All right, guys, and this is the third state meet for Noah, the first for Tegan and Tony. What's your level of excitement just going into Fort Dodge this week?
I'm really excited because it's just always like a fun weekend. And for me, I know going for
three straight years. That was a goal of mine, so I'm really looking forward to it.
I'd say I'm really looking forward to it. I'm just excited this is my first year and ready to see what I can do there.
I'm also really excited. Nervous too, but mostly excited. It's my first year running. I'm happy to be where I am.
Great group of seniors on this team. What have you guys all learned from those guys over the last, 3 years, and then you guys in your first year?
I mean, they really kind of taught me everything I know about running, and I don't really know where I would be without them, but I know that I'm definitely a lot better thanks to them and their leadership, so I really appreciate it.
I feel like they just set an excellent example for all of us, showing us how to work hard and having us follow in their footsteps. It's just great that they're on our team.
I also feel like they helped me learn how to work hard and be more of a better leader.
And Noah, you've been there twice before now. What kind of knowledge will you try to impart on these two guys here going into Saturday?
Just kind of go in there and have fun. I mean, whatever happens, happens, but we're going to try our best and, you know, really make the most out of this weekend.
And like I kind of asked the seniors, you know, what's your individual goals, your game plans for Saturday?
Well, I've had a couple down meets the last two meets, so I'm looking to get back into my form and have an A meet for my standards and really help the team prove ourselves this weekend.
I'm hoping that I can just have probably my best race yet and show up for my team.
I just want to have my best race of the season. I haven't really been performing as well as I want to, but I feel like I know I can get up there with, you know, the top pack.
And then final question, what would it mean to y'all to bring home a trophy?
It would mean so much. We put so much work in. I don't think there'd be any better feeling.
It would just mean the world to me. I want to respect our program and respect our seniors. I would just love to bring it home today.
Yeah, it would also mean everything to me. I mean, it's been a goal of mine for a long time, and I think it'd be really cool if we did it.
All right, thanks, guys, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Norwalk senior girls state qualifier, Breely Morrow. Four-time state qualifier. I mean, how good does that feel right now?
It feels really good. I was a little bit scared for this coming race. I didn't want to, like, fall off my senior year, so I'm really glad that I was able to individually qualify again.
What was key for you today? Did you get out good?
Yeah, I started out pretty fast, and then me and one girl were just pushing each other, like, back and forth, who was leading. So I feel like it actually really helped to run with someone that was going, like, the same pace the whole race.
Okay. That good start kind of helped you. You got in a good position where you weren't having to, like, maneuver around people and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was pretty open.
Yeah, okay. First half of your year, you know, it seemed like you had two seasons. The first half and the second half, you've really taken off here in the second half of the season. What's been the biggest key for you in getting these times and places that you've been getting here?
Yeah, well, the first half of the season, I was a little bit iron deficient, actually. So I started taking my iron pills, and after 3 weeks, like, it kicked in really well. And soccer was, like, extra training, so I feel like it helped with my breathing more. So after those, like, 3 weeks of taking those happened, like, my time started to drop a lot, and it felt, like, I felt so much better and lighter when I was running.
Okay. So fourth time around, what do you want to get done in Fort Dodge? What's the goal right now?
I'm really hoping to run a low 19, because last year at state just was not how I wanted it to be. So I'm hoping to, like, end it with a bang and just run a really good time overall and feel good about my race when I finish.
Okay. Do you have a PR in mind that you could break maybe for the meet? Or?
Yeah, my PR is an 18:48, and if I could break that, that would be amazing.
Right.
Yes. Okay.